views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Christine Upchurch. I'm substituting for Dr. Pat today, although there is no substitution for Dr. Pat. I'm really happy to be a part of the Transformation Talk Radio family. Sabrina Fritz and I co-host Authenticity Rising, and I'm also happy to be on KKNW AM 1150 this morning. And I'm sitting here across from not Benny, it's somebody else. We have Taylor here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Feeling a little bit hungover from the Christmas craziness, but good. How was your Christmas, Taylor?
It was great. Nice and relaxing. Went over to the family's house, ate dinner, so nice and relaxing.
Oh, so somebody else cooked.
Yes. That's always good. My mom is a great cook, so.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, my kids expect their mom to cook as well, and so
I think that's what kids do.
Yeah, and I think that kids never really grow up, right?
No.
Yeah. So, I'm here in the Seattle area in the studio, which is always a nice thing to do. I oftentimes will be doing my radio show from my office or somewhere else in the world. So it's kind of a kick to come in here and see all the fancy equipment. But my co-host in crime, my partner in fun, Sabrina Fritz, isn't in the studio. Sabrina, where are you calling from?
Well, you actually called me.
I didn't do it personally, but you know.
I know. Not Benny did. Yes, Taylor.
Yes, let's call him Not Benny.
You can call me Not Benny. That's okay.
Yes, no, you've reached me on my mountaintop in Conifer, Colorado, where I, live and love life. And looking at the beautiful white blanketed snow that we received starting on Christmas Eve, so it was absolutely wonderful to have this white Christmas.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think we were probably about 2 degrees away from a white Christmas here, but it rained, which is our usual weather here in Seattle on Christmas. But, Sabrina, you and I have been playing together for many years, and, some people would call it work, but you and I know that work, true inspired work, is fun. And you came up with the title of our show today. Can you please tell our listeners what the show is entitled?
Actually was born from a conversation with my husband one morning in bed. And I was like, oh
dear.
Crap, the world didn't end. Now what?
And that's the title of our show. So why were you inspired to call it that?
Well, I feel like, there was a lot of momentum and build up to the shift that was occurring around the end of the Mayan calendar and December 21st. And a lot of speculation. I think there was some fear, but most people that I hang out with were seeing the positivity in that shift and that change happening. And I was thinking, okay, well, what do we do now? This time is here for us to decide what we need to do next. And it's to let go of the fear. I have no doubt in my mind we have got to let go of the fear.
Yeah. And, the fear permeates our lives. From the media we watch and listen to, how we make choices in the grocery store, to how we live our lives within relationships. But what I find so interesting, Sabrina, about the, what we've just been through is we had fear that was global. There was this mass consciousness about, oh my goodness, something weird may happen. Oh my goodness, it's the end of the Mayan calendar. Perhaps Nostradamus predicted the end of the world. And there were lots of different channelings and people who were saying something really significant is going to occur. And people really didn't understand what that was going to be. And so we've actually moved through that global consciousness of fear gripping us universally, and now we realize the other side is like, oh, nothing happened. Okay, so maybe some people got together and were very conscious about thinking, you know, positively and focusing on a positive shift for our world, but the world didn't end. So, you know, we have to pay off our credit card debt now.
Well, and I'm really, really hopeful that the world as we know it has ended, or as we knew it had ended. I really feel like we're at a point where everything is new and possible. And, you know, like having that clean slate, these fears, this mass consciousness fear, was underscored by several tragic and traumatic disasters and events leading up to that date and continuing at some level. You know, with a little bit of uncertainty out there, the people that are so steeped in fear that they don't know what else to do but to act out in big, extreme ways.
Right. So you think that the people who acted out in some of these horrific crimes were actually coming from a place of fear?
Yeah, I believe that there's just really two vibrations, and it's either love or fear. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you're acting out in hate or anger or frustration, that to me is fear. I also believe that, you know, even not just those human forced disasters and tragedies, but, you know, like with the hurricanes and things like that, the planet is going through a shift of consciousness, as we all are. And it's a living organism that is asking for what it needs to evolve and go to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so then storms that are designed to go in the middle of the ocean to create an electromagnetic current that ripples across the planet to help raise the vibration of every living matter within the planet and beyond, when the newscasters with their sophisticated equipment get a little, you know, hint that something bad is going to happen, immediately consciousness shifts to the worst-case scenario and starts to fear what could happen. And actually, through the mass consciousness thought, brings the storm to land, which was designed to take place in the middle of the ocean and cause no harm.
That's an interesting concept, Sabrina. I think that we often don't think in terms of what we manifest on a, you know, on a more global level. Like, okay, well, if we all pay attention to the storm that's coming up the Atlantic, if we all pay attention and have lots of fear, lots and lots of fear about this, that might actually affect the direction of the storm.
Well, you know, we live in an attraction-based universe, and so there is no or not. And that was through the teachings of Abraham years ago, because when I was manifesting things, I was still manifesting things that I didn't want to experience, that I didn't understand the difference. And it became very clear that I was focused on what I didn't want so strongly that the universe had no other way to bring it to me. And the fun story on that one was, you know, my kids, we had a dog and two cats, and they kept asking for a new puppy. Well, I knew I would be the one responsible. I didn't want the additional responsibility. And I kept saying, no puppy, no puppy, you know, for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. No puppy, no puppy. My oldest daughter moves out. The first thing she does, she gets a puppy. She moves back home 3 months later. Guess what I have? A puppy.
That thing that you did not want to manifest.
That's right. What I kept saying, no, and I wasn't clear. And I said, I should have said, oh, three pets are enough. Three pets are enough. Mm-hmm. So it's really how we focus on things. It's just that little subtlety that you change your consciousness slightly to really create what you want rather than what you don't want.
Yes, but when I think in terms of how the media operates, and by the media, I'm talking more towards the mainstream, although I do believe that Transformation Talk Radio is the new mainstream, becoming the new mainstream. But, you know, the kinds of shows that are on Transformation Talk Radio are different than most of the media that's out there. And so much of the media is focused on the not this, from the advertisements we see and hear to the kinds of news that gets reported. It's the not this, push that away. Let's resist this. Let's fight against that. And that not actually is a very powerful manifester, because that not is based on fear. And fear itself is a wonderful attractor of what we don't want.
Absolutely. It's really powerful, in fact.
Yeah. You know, you were talking before about how you think that there are only two vibrations, the vibration of love and the vibration of fear. And for some reason, it reminds me of Gerald Jampolsky's book entitled Love is Letting Go of Fear. And when I think in terms of the transformation that's underway on our planet, it feels very much like we are going through a process of reminding ourselves that fear really isn't relevant to our evolution. And by evolution, I'm not just talking about our biological evolution, but rather our spiritual evolution, our energetic evolution as humans and as a planet, that letting go of that fear is an essential part of transforming into love.
I agree wholeheartedly. I believe that I view fear now, because I was immersed in fear. I used to.
Oh, we all are.
Big time. My life was, that's all I knew was fear. I didn't realize it was fear. I was so programmed and conditioned, I didn't even know that it was fear, though. Uh-huh. That's just how I lived my life.
Sure.
And then, you know, you start to let go. And I look at fear as something that just tethers you down, like in Gulliver's Travels or something, where you're just strapped down and you just continue to unhook one at a time until you can fully step into who you are meant to be in this world. And that's to be this free spirit of love with compassion and share it fully without limit.
Right. And it doesn't mean that we as humans shouldn't have certain types of fear. For instance, you know, standing on the edge of a cliff, we naturally have a fear of falling because we could fall to our deaths very easily if we're not careful. So that kind of fear makes sense. But it's the fear of, I can't make enough money at the career that I really want to have, or I'm really not deserving of the kind of positive relationship that I desire, or, you know, they're all types of fear, but they often come down to fear of not being lovable.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about media, and there's no more powerful media than advertisements.
Oh, yes.
That are propagating fear of, like, you know, this is what it's like if you're not the perfect body, if you don't have the perfect life. And they emanate what we want or what we are believed to want until we lose sight of our own intuition and guidance because we're listening to those things outside of us that's telling us we're not enough as we are.
Right. So, Sabrina, how does a person go from being immersed in fear and not actually recognizing, you know, the state of fear that they're in, to becoming aware of what fear is in their lives and how it's manifesting?
Well, you know, that's the key word right there, aware, becoming aware.
Mm-hmm.
And as having the desire, in my opinion, to want to step beyond your current life, you know, where you're at, you want something more, you're yearning and you're answering that inner calling. And so through the awareness that life can be different, you start to read the information. And you and I on our Authenticity Rising, you know, workshops and radio show, we talk about how everything is information.
Right. And that shifts a person's perception. I mean, we've had people come to our workshops and they've said that they've, you know, been to numerous different types of workshops and read all these different books. But that viewing things as information, everything is information, totally transformed how they began to perceive their own transformation and how they moved forward. And when you look at it as information, then it's, I don't know, it takes on a different kind of energy. It no longer becomes part of who we are, but rather something that we are aware of that we can observe from a detached perspective and then make different choices based on that information.
Exactly. And it's so empowering to take that step back and just analyze it and let go, you know, not to, how do I want to say, I don't want to bury the emotions, but be aware of the emotions and feel the emotions and let that information move through you so you can see this message more clearly. And it is so empowering to have that and know that everything we do in life is being supported by something higher than us,
right?
Something bigger. You know, the 95% non-physical that we are is helping us, and so we're not alone.
But doesn't that require letting go of fear and trusting?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, I don't want to see, have the clairvoyant visions where I can see my guides and stuff, because it really freaks me out to think that they might be in my bedroom.
Well, I assure you, Sabrina, they are. But
I know they are. I don't want to see them.
Oh.
Especially if I'm naked. I'm just so self-conscious.
Well, they see your light and energy, and they don't worry about the perfection or imperfection of your body, darling.
Well, that's the media telling me. I'm supposed to be a double D. I'm just a straight A, you know.
And you just said that on the radio, didn't you?
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we've got a lot more to say about fear because it does permeate our lives. And Sabrina Fritz and I will be back in just a few moments. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good.
Hi, this is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. And I'm on with Sabrina Fritz, my partner in Authenticity Rising, the workshop, and the radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. So welcome, listeners. We're just having a conversation about fear and how it permeates our lives. It does kind of get into us and seem like just part of normal everyday living, doesn't it, Sabrina?
It does. It really does. I believe, you know, we become conditioned at a young age from really well-intentioned parents and society figures and authorities that are, you know, telling us how we should perceive our life. And there's a lot of fear, you know, put your coat on, don't go outside with wet hair, for example. That's a good thing in the wintertime that we're always telling our kids, you'll catch a cold, you know.
Right. Yeah, and the when the babies turn into toddlers and begin to walk, you know, all the fear associated with them hurting themselves. And you know, as a parent, it's difficult, particularly with a first child, to trust that what's unfolding is perfect. And yes, we do have to keep our children safe from, like, running out into the street and things like that. But there's just this perspective that if we're not totally in control, then something's going to go wrong.
That's it, exactly. That big control word, the C word.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know it's a nasty word, isn't it? But
it is.
Yeah, it permeates our lives, and it has permeated my life in various ways for many, many years. But one of the things I know that I've recognized is when I kind of let go of that need to control, that's when I get into the flow, and things happen in a much easier and more positive manner.
Oh, definitely. In ways, it unfolds in ways that I couldn't have ever thought of, you know, and I'm just continually blown away. And that's my biggest thing. I was the type A control freak. So letting go and trusting, those were not words in my vocabulary.
Right, right. And it's kind of interesting because I think even those who are in the New Age community who know about things like conscious manifestation, they actually get stuck in that control thing as well. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard a person say, oh, I've done my affirmations today. I'm doing them every single day, you know, three times a day. And they'll also start talking about how I'm going to manifest this in this way, you know, like I'm going to manifest a new job and this is the new job I want. And
very attached.
Yeah. And so there's all this attachment and it's about control. And instead of saying, you know what, I really want to have a job where I have fun and I feel like I'm contributing to people's lives and, you know, I'm getting material abundance through this process and let the universe say, okay, well, this is how it's going to unfold for you. But if you say it's got to be this job with this particular organization and you also want those other things and it can't really manifest in that way, then you're stuck because you're either going to manifest something that you don't want or you're never going to manifest what you want and be stuck where you're at.
Right.
So that letting go of control seems so essential.
It is. It really is. I think, you know, we forget that we're destined to be freedom. We're freedom-seeking beings. And
right.
The true essence of being free is to have no attachments.
Yes. But that's easier said than done, isn't
it?
Oh, yeah.
It? Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the fear, you know, it surrounds us in various ways. And we've talked a little bit about the media and, you know, within relationships, like having attachment. It's like, okay, well, I don't want this relationship to end, or I don't want, you know, my life to change. And that kind of constricts the natural flow. So we have to be willing to let go, don't we?
We do. And, you know, that's the thing. I think when we cling too tightly to what is in our life,
uh-huh.
the what-is-ness of life,
yes,
we're not allowing what can truly be.
Ah.
So because we're flowing, we're full of this energy, this frequency, this vibration. We're not meant to be rigid and held back, restricted.
Right. And that's
go ahead.
No, that flow is so essential. And if you've got that constriction of control or that the attachment, then that energy doesn't move through you, does it?
No. I mean, you've often talked about going to the acupuncturist, and it's the same thing if you're familiar with the meridian system within the body and opening up those energetic pathways to allow the chi or the life force or the energy to flow the way it's destined to.
Right.
And that's, you know, we don't process emotions and we hold on to those fears of things that could happen. It manifests as blockages in our physical body.
Right, right. And so fear ends up showing up as those things that we're afraid of, aches and pains and illness.
And cancer, yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But fear can manifest in a variety of ways. I remember about a year ago, I was driving down the street. Now, I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was actually a business meeting, and I had both my kids in the car, and I'm feeling a little tense because I'm hoping that my kids, who I just picked up from school, weren't going to be making a lot of noise during my business call, but I've got my headset on, so I'm being safe, and I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror, and there are lights flashing. It's like, oh, no, I'm getting pulled over, and I'm thinking, gosh, what did I do? I'm not speeding. I'm driving safely. Maybe I'm gesticulating too much, you know, moving my hands because I can't talk and not move my hands. You know, I have to move my hands when I talk.
Right.
But I had one hand on the steering wheel the entire time. So the officer wanders up to the window after I pulled over and he said, do you know why I've pulled you over? And I said, no, I have no idea. He said, your registration's expired. I'm like, really? And he said, yes, it expired 3 months ago. which in the state of Washington is a very costly fine if you let allow it to be more than 2 weeks out or a month out or something like that. And he, you know, he saw the look on my face about how surprised I was. And I said, you know, I don't know what happened. Normally the bill comes in, you know, I paid the bill. And then when the tabs come in, you know, I put them on the back of my car, you know, on the license plate. And so he saw that I really didn't know about the expired tabs, and he checked in and knew that I'd paid every single year, and it was just a few months off. So he let me go, and he said, I'm going to give you 3 days. And if you, I'm going to check it into the computer, and if you have not, you know, re-registered your car, then I'm going to send you this ticket. I said, great, thank you very much. You know, a very pleasant thing. So the next morning I had to go out, and I had to drop my kids at school. And then I was going to the acupuncturist, strangely enough, and I was going to go there directly to go get my new tabs. Well, I'm driving around thinking, oh, no, my car tabs have expired. Oh, no, my car tabs have expired. I hope I don't get pulled over. I hope I don't get pulled over. So there I am immersed in this fear. So guess what happens?
You got pulled over.
I got pulled over, and I got a ticket. And the thing is, I've been driving around for months. You know, they say ignorance is bliss. Well, part of the reason for that is because when you're ignorant, you don't have the fear.
You and don't so, put it into your vibration.
Exactly.
Either.
But once it was there, that fear was in my vibration. Yeah. Boy, was it a powerful manifester. You know, it was a very expensive ticket.
Oh.
But a great lesson, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised you couldn't have talked yourself out of the second ticket.
Well, I was still there in fear. And basically, I was trying to talk myself out of it. And he,
I have a 3-day grace.
I know. I told him the whole story, but you know, he was responding to my vibration.
Yeah,
my
you're right.
Yeah. So,
right.
And I wasn't good enough at switching that vibration quickly. And
but now you have the awareness that when it happens again, you don't have to fall prey to that.
Well, that's true in theory, but there's something about getting pulled over by a police officer that brings out the little girl in me that, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble. You
oh,
know?
I know.
So I'm not sure that I've cleared that from my vibration quite yet.
Oh, I've been pulled over so many times, and every time it's just like the adrenaline goes.
Yeah, it does. It does. And yes, I've seen you drive, Sabrina. I believe it. Yeah, a little heavy on that with that foot.
No, not me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And what's our show about? You know, Authenticity Rising's about authenticity.
This is true. While my nickname when I was 15 was Crash Piper, so that helps.
And yet your life-changing incident was a car accident. How shocking.
I think they kept trying to get my attention time and time again.
Oh, that's so funny. Well,
the rollover's the one that did it, though.
Yeah, and we can laugh now because that rollover, you know, you and your kids were fine.
Yes.
And yet it really transformed your life, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me, fear took you to the very edge. How did it transform your life?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and that, I tell you, that was the most fearful moment of my life was in that rollover accident. Because I had the thought, oh, my God, I'm killing my daughters. You know, that we were being forced off this mountain road into this roller, and I saw the accident happening. I was trying to control it. I was really doing everything to prevent it from happening. And when I realized that there was no stopping the events in motion, that fear consumed me and overtook me. And I remember thinking in that moment, you know, if something happens to one of them, I'm not staying. I will not stay. I'm not going to learn that lesson in this lifetime. That's not going to be my destiny.
Right.
And, you know, we ended up on all four tires and basically walked away. They took us away in an ambulance, but we were pretty much unharmed. But everything changed. And the fear in that accident actually manifested as physical pain in my kidney area.
Interesting.
And I was going to a chiropractor, and I was having x-rays, and they were doing MRIs to try to locate this pain with, you know, no tests showing anything. And I was getting the adjustments, you know, no real relief. And it was through an energetic session I had with somebody where they had me go back into that time of the accident and actually go within my body and go to that place of pain within my kidneys. And I could see it looked like an axis with saw blades on each end, and it was just turning and turning and turning, and like those saw blades were just working that muscle tissue in by kidney area. And when I got into that pain of that, It was the fear of losing my daughters, my two daughters.
And you'd stored that in your body. That fear was in your body.
It was in my body.
Yeah.
And when I recognized, and I had, she took me to, and it was a safe person. I trusted the person I was working with to get me there, and I felt safe the whole time. But I had to get into that fear of what life would be like if I had lost one of my daughters. And it was hard to be there. It's not anything that any parent ever wants to even imagine, let alone, you know, experience.
Right.
And
well, we're going to talk more about fear when we come back. This is Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. More on Transformation Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I gotta be me.
Hi, this is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to me and Sabrina Fritz, my partner on Authenticity Rising, on the Dr. Pat Show today. Sabrina, you and I have been chatting about fear because, you know, so much of transformation depends upon dealing with fear in a new way, doesn't it?
Well, it really, really does. And, you know, I want to complete the story. I know we had to go on a break, but I want to end or follow up with the fact that when I was working in that fear, when it had manifested as pain in my physical body, and I addressed the fear, and I acknowledged that even if something had happened to one of my daughters, their soul, their eternal being, would go on, you know, that the physical is just a temporary. And I got to a place of acceptance with that, was able to release the fear and the pain, the subsequent pain, and no longer suffered from it.
That's great. That, I mean, and, you know, I know that there are people on this planet who have to experience, endure the pain of losing a child. But just the thought of it for you was enough to create a physical problem.
Right. And I wonder, you know, how often we do that. Our fear manifests in different ways in our physical body and, you know, as different pains, things like that. And we go to the doctors looking for some relief, some help, and we're just told eventually, oh, you're just going to have to learn to live with it because they can't find anything through
tests. Right.
Because how do they determine, how do you find fear in the body?
Yeah. I'm sure that it shows up energetically in certain ways, and one day we're going to be able to, you know, assess it. And in fact, so much of the energy healing out there and these psychological transformative kinds of approaches to healing, on some level, is probably very, very scientific. And science just has not caught up with, you know, what's going on. We can't measure it. We can't assess it in various ways. So, yeah, it's like it. And a lot of the teachings out there talk about how it's energetic first before it becomes physical.
Well, and that was my first experience of doing any type of, you know, I had a Reiki session before that, and my life went crazy, so I thought I was staying away from Reiki. Because everything I'd swept under the rug came surfacing again. I'm like, oh, no. You know, I guess my tactics weren't sufficient. Yeah, that was, I felt very fortunate. That was a new way for me to, the first way for me to look at fear differently and to have an experience where I could become conscious of it and what it was doing to me in my physical body and holding me back in some ways and, you know, experiencing life.
Right.
So I felt very fortunate to have that. Because I've never, if I suffered from anything, I always went to the doctor. That's all I ever knew to do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, doctors can be helpful in certain situations.
Absolutely.
But relying on doctors to get to the actual cause of a problem, when we think in terms of it's energetic first and then it manifests physically, then, you know, doctors are not trained to get to the energetic aspect of it. You know, for me, years ago, I ended up developing cancer. This was, say, 20 years ago, I guess. But, you know, there I was, and the doctors didn't have anything to offer me at the time. They said, you know, we're going to wait and watch and biopsy it until it gets to be bad enough, and then we'll put you on chemotherapy. And we'll keep you on chemo the rest of your life. And, you know, I'm just sort of horrified by that. But it was quite the gift because it allowed me to go into the why of it. What was the underlying cause? I didn't get a quick fix from a doctor. I had to look within. And truly, looking within is how we find the energetics, the acorn, if you will, that's created this big tree. You know, we need to find out what is the underlying cause.
Yeah, the vibration.
Yes, because we are vibrational beings.
So, yes, and through our vibration that we attract everything, including disease or harmony, you know, and that's the thing. And when you have that awareness that we mentioned earlier, that's when it becomes a lot more fun because the awareness gives you the insight you need to look at the information rationally.
Right. And, you know, even if we're like immersed in the fear and there's a lot of emotion about it, and we all know how gripping fear can be, if we just for a moment say, okay, I'm observing myself feeling fear. Isn't this interesting? This is very important information about the situation. I'm feeling fear here. What is this about? And, you know, even though you can allow yourself to go right into the midst of that emotion again, you know, at any moment, if you can just sort of take a step back and say, all right, I'm just going to play the role of observer for now, then that allows us to process that fear with this detachment. And it allows us to become aware of what the scenario is, where it comes from. Because, you know, typically the fear doesn't come from just that moment, does it, Sabrina?
No, not. It's just the messenger. The moment is the messenger.
Yeah, and it seems like we are so often programmed in various ways. So the fear that arises for us may be something that we felt or we were programmed to believe back when we were 3 years old, say.
Absolutely. You know, I think about when Stranger Danger started, when my two older children were younger and I was getting them fingerprinted and things like that. And, you know, the shift of consciousness after this rollover accident I had, I couldn't see the world through the same eyes anymore. It was no longer possible for me to see the world through those same eyes.
Right.
And so I've my parenting style has shifted completely from with my youngest daughter then. And, you know, I, to the point where I wouldn't even let her sit in at a stranger danger conversation at preschool because she showed me she already has the guidance.
Right.
And I don't need to interfere with it, which I tried to do. I tried to tell her somebody was okay because it was a service person. I was feeling embarrassed that she was cowering, which is something she never did.
Ah. But you know, she knew so, something you didn't she?
I know. Yes, she knew something I didn't know. I wasn't that intuitive. I wasn't really very conscious at that time at all.
Right.
And she was saying, no, this man is not safe. And he was going out of his way to entertain her and to engage her.
Ah. Yeah.
And I realized she has that inner guidance already. And I was trying to interfere with it and tell her it was okay. If I step aside and no one else tries to lead her astray, her inner guidance will always steer her in the right direction, and she'll be clear from the people she needs to avoid and be safe around the ones that she knows is okay.
Yeah, and it seems like we program our children in you know, one of two ways. We either program them to be afraid of all the strangers, or we program them to be friendly to those people, including family members who they may be uncomfortable around.
Exactly.
And that inner guidance that you're talking about is just so essential to teach our children to trust that wisdom, their inner wisdom. They've got the guidance to determine, you know, who they should stay around and who they should get the heck away from.
Yeah, and what they should do or what they shouldn't do.
Right.
They always have, if they tune within and never listen to the exterior voices, you know, they're going to be just fine. And it's amazing to change my parenting style so drastically. But it's all I could do. My heart kept leading me. You know, I had to keep letting go of fear on the spiritual journey. And
right.
I had plenty of opportunities to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, with my kids, I never taught them not to talk to strangers. I just couldn't bring myself to do that because for me, connecting with a stranger is a really important part of being a human being. You know, if we don't connect with strangers in the grocery store or, you know, walking down the street, then we are severing our connections. But if we have our energetic feelers out, if you will, and say, okay, you know, I need to smile at that person because they really need it. And that's, you know, I feel like I want to play that role with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to chat with this older gentleman here in the produce section of the grocery store. Those are inclinations that come from our energetic feelers being out there and recognizing that person's not only safe, but for some reason I need to connect with him or her.
Right.
And those connections, those energetic connections, trusting our energetic feelers to make those connections is just such an important part of being in the flow of life and allowing things to manifest for us in some surprising ways.
And it's so much fun.
I have
so much fun doing that. I mean, just because it becomes, people are accustomed to not having those interactions with people out in public, you know, that we just
right.
go out and take care of our business, get our chores done, and get back home, you know, and it is so much fun to make eye contact and smile at a complete stranger and feel that connection.
Right. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times when I've done exactly that, I've found that we have some sort of connection. Like we know the same friend
mm-hmm.
or, like my past career happens to mesh with their current career. You know, I love getting that kind of validation because really that's getting the sort of the concrete validation that my energetic feeler system was quite valid.
Yeah, and it just always reminds me there's so much more good in this world than what we're led to believe.
Oh, absolutely. And the media would love to keep us immersed in the fear because fear actually sells, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if we recognize that we shouldn't be in fear, if we recognize that we can transcend fear, then they don't have the same kind of control over us.
That's very true. And I know there's some things that I do that, you know, you're not ready for.
Right.
Like the time you remember we were leaving that workshop and I had my luggage in the car. We went to dinner and I didn't lock my car.
I know. I'm like, really? You're not locking your car with those suitcases in your car? And I've seen the amount of shoes and toiletry products you bring, you know, and there's some expensive lotions and potions in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there would be some really well-defined, less wrinkled homeless people.
Yes, and yet you were explaining to me how you trusted in the wisdom of your guidance about that. And I want to talk more about that with you, Sabrina, when we return. This is Christine Upchurch. I'm talking to Sabrina Fritz here on the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in a moment to talk more about fear.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm talking to my Authenticity Rising partner, Sabrina Fritz, and we are chatting about fear. And, you know, for many of us, that fear has a capital F, and sometimes it's capital F, capital E, capital A, capital R. But it really does control our lives, doesn't it, Sabrina?
It really does. I just saw the cheerleaders on the sidelines. F-E-A-R. I don't want any of that, no.
No, and I really do think that you've been one of my teachers, illuminating for me how we can be very fear-based in our everyday decisions, the way we go about our lives. And it just reminds me of something that Doreen Virtue says. I remember years ago when I was just starting to educate myself about this, and, Doreen Virtue talks about all the angel guidance we get, and I believe that we do have guidance. Some people will call it angels. Some people will call it their guides. Some people will call it just mere intuition. Others will call it, you know, sort of tapping into the information in the field in a more scientific perspective. But we do have access to guidance. And one of the things Doreen Virtue says is that, you know, most of us are in this regular, you know, pre-programmed spiral of fear. And it goes around and around and around in our minds. And she said, you know, most of the time you have nothing to be afraid of. But every once in a while, your guides will be giving you a message to, you know, to stay away from somebody or something or not to do something. You know, they're giving us good guidance to be afraid of something for good reason. And she says, if we're stuck in our, you know, our programming and have all this going, regular fear going through our heads, we can't discern what's from our guides and what is actually, you know, our just our pre-programmed crap. So for me, that put the fear of God into me. And I thought, oh my goodness, I need to let go of some fear so that I get the clarity from my guides.
I love how that put fear.
I know. It was a pun.
I know. But it was funny. Because it did, I'm sure. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that just having some awareness of the role that fear plays in our lives and how fear isn't just something within the context of our life, but it permeates our society. It permeates our world. If we shift into that awareness that you and I talk about in our Authenticity Rising workshop, then it can give us a totally different kind of relationship with it, can't it?
It's an entirely new perspective, and it's definitely a new way of living and being. And, you know, I've had to learn. When I started on this path, I knew that fear was always manifesting the things I didn't want. I was still continuing to experience those things I didn't want. And also, it was fear that was holding me back from moving forward in things that I wanted to pursue in life, like letting go of my human resources career
right.
and becoming a healing practitioner, you know, things
yeah.
like that. So the fear was I became very aware that I had to become conscious and aware of it. You know, so it became like a game.
Right.
And I would tune into my guidance always to find out, is this real? Does this belong to me? What do I need to do with this information?
Oh, I like that. Does this belong to me? Because oftentimes it doesn't belong to us, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. It's definitely someone else's voice that I'm
right.
hearing at that time. Usually a parent or a grandparent's voice that is, you know, that voice of fear.
Right.
And it's not my own.
Yeah, and oftentimes it will come from some of our religious programming or programming from our media or through school. I mean, there are a variety of places it can come from.
Number of sources. It's an endless number of sources. And once you become aware of how easily we are susceptible to those programs or messages, you tune out those things. You'd like turn off your TV and don't watch the news, and you don't bring certain publications into your home or even look at them in line at the newsstands, things like that.
Right.
So you become very conscious of the information that you're surrounding yourself with and what you're telling yourself, with truth or not.
Many years ago, I stopped watching violent movies, which was difficult for me in terms of, you know, fitting it into my life because I was married to somebody who really liked the movie, you know, these violent movies. And I felt uncomfortable setting boundaries. But finally, I said, you know what? I really am not comfortable listening to that sound, seeing those images. It, you know, and I thought, there's something wrong with me. I'm just too sensitive. And then I recognized, yes, I'm sensitive, and we all are sensitive.
Right.
And so that if we recognize that what we're ingesting is something that we're creating within, it's actually rather toxic.
It can be. We become numb. We're so desensitized to it that, like you mentioned, we're not getting the clear guidance of when we really need to pay attention and be fearful about something, to
right.
stay away from something.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we are supposed to be afraid, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. Our ego, we're not here to eliminate our ego. Our ego plays a very viable role in keeping us alive, actually.
Right. It does.
I'm very proud of my ego for doing that, although I have to watch my ego because sometimes it tries to instill fear and keep me from moving forward with different things.
Right. And I think that sometimes our ego is afraid of us shining our light, not in the ego sense, but in the spiritual sense, because, you know, true power doesn't have anything to do with ego. But I, too, believe that ego is not something to be transcended, because ego comes in very handy for helping us move forward our soul-based aspirations and our soul-based purpose. you know, years ago, I was terrified of public speaking. And I remember the first time I got an interview on a radio show, my palms were sweating and I felt like somebody was strangling me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And then ultimately, you know, I've got my own radio show with you now, Sabrina. And, you
and
know,
we can't shut you up.
And I've taught in front of hundreds of people, you know, on stage for hours and hours on end. And it's, I know, you can't shut me up now.
So well, we don't want to.
So some of the fears are actually healthy and others actually, most of the fears have nothing to do with moving forward in a positive way.
Absolutely. Yes. Most of the fears just hold us back and keep us playing small in many ways.
Right.
And that's not what we came here for. You know, we didn't all come here to be up on stage and teach 100,000 people, but we came here for something, some purpose. And that my belief is that is to express love more fully and to not be held back by fear.
Right. Oh, that's beautifully said. Beautifully said. So, Sabrina, can you please tell our listeners how to get in touch with you?
Well, yes, I'll give them your phone number.
You're nasty.
I know. It just comes out of me sometimes. I can't help it. Well, my website is a great resource at simply-sabrina.com. And you can also find me on Facebook under simply-sabrina. And Sabrina Fritz, my name is spelled F-R-I-T-T-S. So I tell everyone, if you spell it wrong, you spell it right. So you can find me anywhere when you Google Sabrina Fritz. And thankfully, I think I'm the only one with the misspelled last name.
There you go. You married the right man, didn't you?
I did. Oh, my goodness. I did. That is for sure.
Yeah. And of course, people can find their way to our stuff, our Authenticity Rising, by going to AuthenticityRising.com and also finding us on the Authenticity Rising page on Facebook, because we've got a page there where we post some things occasionally and we talk a little bit about our show. And, of course, you can tune in to us on the radio, Authenticity Rising, on Mondays. This coming Monday, we are talking about resolutions. We're going to have a new perspective on resolutions. We're on Transformation Talk Radio at 5 p.m., Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right? And, of course, and you people can find their way to me as well, either through the Authenticity Rising or StellarReflections.com, or just Google Christine Upchurch and you'll find your way to me in various ways. So
this is a beautiful center in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
Under Stellar Reflections. It's a wonderful place to go.
And I'm looking forward to talking to you on Monday. And thank you for listening today to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Enjoy.